Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
We celebrate International Working Women's Day and Women's History Month from 1911 to 2021, from the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire of 1911, which led to International Women's Day. Our first stop is the protest to demand Stop Leoy Wash Supplies union busting campaign against immigrant laundry workers.
Black, brown, Asian, white, workers of the world unite! Black, brown, Asian, white, workers of the world unite!
We're going to have now our compañera, Angeles.
Shout out Laundry Workers Center for marching with us yesterday. We shut down two bridges yesterday, y'all. Manhattan and Brooklyn Bridge. So give it up for Laundry Workers Center. We did that because the compañeras of wash supply are also excluded from state benefits. Even though immigrants, like the workers we fought for today, pay into the system, they don't get a cent. So while everybody else can survive on unemployment, ¿y nosotros qué? What about us? But we're fighting to change that, ¿verdad? Por eso cerramos los puentes. That's why we're marching here today. This holy ground. This is a site that reminds us of why we must struggle. So, y'all already know, call your senators, call your assembly members. We need the New York Hero Act. We need to fund excluded workers. We need to tax the rich to make it all happen. So in this moment, this is holy ground where immigrant workers lost their lives. Their lives were taken by industrial murder. Capitalist industrial murder. The same system that exploits black, brown, immigrant, undocumented, and excluded workers today. And we're not having it anymore. So let's remember the dead and fight for the living.
Asian, Latin, black and white, workers of the world unite. Asian, Latin, black and white, workers of the world unite.
Asian, Latin, black and white,
workers of the world unite.
Asian, Latin, black and white,
workers of the world unite.
Compañeros, queremos dar las gracias por esta increíble acción. We want to say thank you for this incredible action. We're in solidarity with the women, especially in the laundromat. When the majority of the workforce are women, this is a struggle is for all the women who die here and for the women who continue in the struggle, for the women who continue fighting for their rights. Comrade Shandor, he's going to speak. We want to thank everybody. This struggle is not going to be easy to win. We need to continue fighting and support the wash supplies workers, because they unionized and the company shut down the place just to avoid negotiating with the workers. That's shame. 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 Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Thank you. Thank you, Mahoma. Thank you to everybody for coming, and to the Laundry Workers Center for initiating this fight and this action, and above all, to the courageous women workers, immigrant women workers, immigrant women worker unionists and organizers from Wash Supply. Son una inspiración para todos nosotros. Esto significa que esta lucha puede extenderse y que debe extenderse. This fight can and must extend. Like this sweatshop which broke out in flames and burned up the lives of 148 women workers. There are many sweatshops, tens and hundreds and even thousands of them, and the struggle has to extend. I want to thank all of our speakers today. I want to thank the African American Teamsters who came out here today.
That's right! Teamsters!
I want to thank the Irish American Teamster who came out here today. I want to thank the Dominican and Mexican comrades, sisters, and brothers who came out here today. I want to thank the Chinese Brazilian comrade who came out here today. I want to thank the Jewish American teacher, Marjorie Stanberg, who's been fighting for the cause of the working class and was a founder of the Women's Liberation Movement. Marjorie Stanberg, she was a founder of the Women's Liberation movement in this country. And she was one of the first two women switchmen in my old union, the Communication Workers of America. I want to thank Caitlin, okay, the Puerto Rican, African American, and Belizean working class woman. And above all, the Mexican immigrant women, our comrades from Wash Supply. And we remember, why do we chant Asian, Latin, Black, and White, Workers of the World Unite? Because to defeat racism, to defeat women's oppression, to smash union busting, we have to fight every type of oppression. We have to specially fight against the special oppression, the double oppression, the triple oppression, right? Yeah. Of women workers, of Black women workers, of immigrant women workers. We have to fight for the rights of gay, lesbian, and trans people. We have to bring that fight into the workers' movement. And we have to remember the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, where 148 women workers, who are we remembering? We are remembering 148 Italian and Jewish workers. It's about the unity of the working class. Yes! Yes! Wash Supply workers,
we are with you.
Wash Supply workers,
we are with you.
Wash Supply workers, estamos con ustedes.
Estamos con ustedes.
Estamos con ustedes.
Estamos con ustedes.
Excuse me. So we're here with a member of the Laundry Workers Center. First of all, tell us about what the center is and how you came to support the laundry workers who were fired from their jobs, and then we'll actually speak to one of the laundry workers.
My name is Rosanna Rodriguez. I'm the co-executive director of the Laundry Workers Center. The Laundry Workers Center, we are a grassroots, non-for-profit that advocate for low-wage immigrant workers, especially in the industry of retail, laundromat, restaurant, and warehouse workers. The workers Wash Supply approached to us because of the bad conditions that they were suffering in the workplace. And we start they going to our leadership institute where they learn about their rights. At the end, they decide to organize and they decide to form an independent union to have better conditions in the workplace.
And is there a particular significance on the demonstration that started on the Lower East Side today in support of the fired workers, marched to the Whole Foods site, which is owned by Amazon, and wound up at the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire? This is Women's History Month, and this is the weekend of International Working Women's Day. So is there a special significance to today's activities?
Yes, we are connecting the struggle because we believe in solidarity. It's the only way that we can win as a labor movement and that we can grow as a labor movement if we can stick together. So that's why the Wash Supply workers, knowing in the situation that they're facing right now, they want to show the solidarity with the Amazon workers. And that's why today, during the march and the rally, we stopped at Whole Foods and we show our solidarity. And now, and then we march, end the march here with, in the building with the Triangle Sweatshirt Factory where the fire occurred many, many years ago, where immigrant women stand up for their rights and strike, and then because of the negligence of the employer, they die. So that happened also in Wash Supply, where workers two times face a fire. Like, fortunate, they are alive, and nothing bigger happened. But, it's a connection that we have to support immigrant women, and we have to build solidarity.
And we are here with, who are you?
What's your name?
Sandra Mejia.
And she is one of the fired workers?
Tú eres uno de los trabajadores que fue despedido.
Sí.
And if you could please ask, or you could please tell us exactly what you experienced and what your demands are. Let's start with what you experienced as a worker at the laundry at the wash and dry.
Las condiciones eran muy malas, ya que no había ventilación. La única entrada, la única salida de emergencia estaba bloqueada. No nos proveían lo que eran guantes, mascarillas. Hubo racismo, hubo explotación, hubo dos ocasiones que hubo un incendio y la señora nos hizo trabajar así.
So the conditions were really bad. We have to work in a basement without ventilation. The company never provide the PPE, the protection of the equipment that we need to perform the job. We work in the basement, and the only exit and entry was blocked because they put all the dirty laundry over there, or all the bags of laundry over there, and it blocks the entry. They don't follow any protocol during COVID, so we have to work with no ventilation in that condition.
And what about the wage situation?
El salario no nos pagaban el mínimo. Y por eso estábamos luchando y para que reconocieran nuestro sindicato.
The company never provide even the minimum wage. So that's why we were fighting, so they can at least pay us the minimum wage, and that's why we also form our independent union.
Did they have an opportunity to do anything about wage theft?
Por eso formamos nuestro sindicato, para tener apoyo sobre nuestro sindicato y poder exigirle nuestros derechos al empleador.
So that's why we form our union, to that can allow to negotiate with the workers so they can increase our wages.
So let me ask you what it means now for your family, for your community, that you've lost this job.
Como le había comentado, que muchas de nosotras son madres solteras, muchas son el único sustento en el hogar, y la verdad, pues económicamente nos ha ido un poco mal, ya que cerraron el negocio y no tenemos trabajo.
So, lost the job means a lot for us. It's very stressful for our family. Many of my co-workers are single mothers, and they are the only person that bring the sustain to the family. And it's really bad that we are losing the job and the company closed down the laundromat.
Now, at this point, what gave folks the courage and the incentive to organize a union when many people are frightened of their employers for many reasons, not the least of which is the likelihood of getting fired for trying to organize a union, even though that is presumably illegal?
Me inspiró mis compañeras y el coraje, el de que ya dijimos basta de tanto abuso, y nos organizamos las compañeras y yo, buscamos ayuda, encontramos al Laundry Worker Center, que ahora pertenecemos a la organización, y ellos son los que nos están ayudando, nos están apoyando.
So inspiring me to form, to be part of this collective and form an independent union was my coworker, the courage of my coworkers. All the bad conditions, the humiliation, we say enough is enough to the employer. And we look for support, and we find the Laundry Worker Center. They teach you about our rights, and there's the ones now that we are a member now of the organization too. We formed an independent union, and now we are continuing our organizing process and the struggle.
And do you see a relationship between the struggle of yourself as a laundry worker, as an immigrant worker, and being at the site today of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, where many immigrant young women primarily lost their lives because of the negligence of their employer?
El de que fueron discriminadas, el que lucharon por sus derechos. Y nosotros estamos igual, que gracias a Dios todavía, bueno, no hemos perdido la vida, pero vamos a seguir luchando.
Yeah, there's a connection, because they, as us, they were immigrant women, that were discriminated and that stand up for their rights. That's the same that happened to us. And like, thank God, like, we continue alive, but we continue our struggle.
And how can people support you, my sister? What do we do to get your job back? What are the actual demands?
Nuestras demandas es de que nos regresen nuestro trabajo, el de que hagan valer nuestros derechos.
So our demands is that they rehire us as a worker, and that we may valid our workers' rights.
And again, I'm speaking with?
Su nombre? ¿Con quién está hablando?
Sandra Mejía.
Sandra, bueno, Sandra Mejía.
And you are with the Workers' Center?
Laundry Workers' Center.
The Laundry Workers' Center. And where do you see going from here in terms of the continuing work of the Laundry Workers' Center, which has had major import in terms of organizing immigrant workers across the city?
So we are very grassroots. Our job here is continue develop the leadership of workers and the labor movement, bring them to the labor movement, continue organizing retail laundromats. I think we are the only organization that are doing that job right now here in New York. And for us, like, to continue organizing, to continue bring to the workers better conditions.
I thank you very much for speaking with us on this very prescient moment in general and on the weekend of International Working Women's Day. Gracias por todo. Thank you. Hi. So you've been active and running around all day, and we are really now at the tail end of this activity as we stand in front of the site of the terrible tragedy of the loss of immigrant women at the site of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire of 1911. So let me ask you, what is your message and your concern today? You've been active all day. You've been moderating. What brings you out? What do we need to know about women, women workers, women immigrant workers? You are?
No, I said, my name is Genesis Aquino. I'm an immigrant myself, and for me, it is important to stand with the laundry workers, because I think when we are fighting for them, we are fighting for all of us, because we are fighting for the, for improvement of working class families, right? So that we can have better living standards. To send a message to our government, especially to, you know, the governor and the people who claim to be our state legislators, to stand with the people who make sure that New York City is standing up every day, right? There is no way that New York can stand up without excluded workers, without people who do our laundry, without people who do the domestic labor, the street vendors. Those are the people who are at the bottom and that need to be sustained, and they have been left behind. So that's my main, you know. Also, my mother is a domestic worker. My father works doing cleaning jobs. So, you know, unfortunately right now they don't have a union. So if their boss were to fire them, there is not much to stand behind, right? And right now they wouldn't have the support either from our leaders. So if we fight so that union are respected, that means that in the long term, hopefully, workers will be respected in New York State. So that's what I wish for. I have a vision that we can be a true union town that we claim we are, but we're not. That's my main, my purpose of being here.
Well, thank you for speaking with us, and good celebratory vibes for International Working Women's Day and to the realization of your vision.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I grab the two of you for 2 minutes? WBAI radio. So we are in front of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire building, where untold numbers of women immigrant workers lost their lives due to the exploitation and negligence of the employer. So what is the correlation? What is the message today as we wind up here with the
support for the fired laundry workers who are trying to unionize. Clara Lenlich, who we should certainly lift up for people.
Yeah, there was a painting of her, too, here today, a new painting. Well, the correlation is that, you know, way back in 1911, very young immigrant women workers were working in sweatshops, and they had no safety at work. They were denied their breaks. They were underpaid, according to even the laws of the day. And their lives were considered disposable and expendable. And they fought back against that, and they launched the huge strikes of that early period of the 1900s that led to International Women's Day. That's where International Women's Day was born, right on the Lower East Side. And in 1911, some of them who had been on strike were trapped here in this building. And 148 of them died. Some of them were burned to death. Some of them tried to escape by jumping out, and they died here on the sidewalk. And this showed everybody in the United States and around the world that capitalist exploitation could mean death, and did mean death for large numbers of workers. Today, we see that in the pandemic, particularly with African-American and Latina and Latino workers, who are large parts of the essential workers, but have a very higher level of COVID deaths, and don't even have, in many cases, basic safety. In terms of the wash, supply, laundry workers, they have been subjected to not even being paid the minimum wage, to not having basic safety and health at work. There was a fire there, okay, and the manager didn't even know how to use the fire extinguisher. And then, you know, in their workplace, there was very little ventilation, and they organized against that, and they formed their own union, and then they were hit with, you know, reprisals and firings, and now they're all fired, okay? So that's why we say la lucha continúa, the struggle continues, the struggle is going on. And we want to connect that historical memory to the consciousness of the need to struggle today. And we need another uprising of the 20,000 and the 30,000 and all of the super exploited workers, many of whom are women workers, large numbers are immigrant workers, to unionize everybody. So every job is a union job, to organize the unorganized, okay? And to you know, move forward with the fight for the rights of the workers. So eventually, we can put an end to all of this when the workers take the whole damn thing over.
And you are?
Shandor John. I'm from the CUNY International's Clubs and Class Struggle Education Workers. I teach at Hunter College.
Thank you. And who am I speaking with now?
My name is Sade.
Sade, you have a statement that you wanted to read?
Solidarity greetings from Portland, Oregon. At Amazon-owned Whole Foods Market here, we have been told that we are essential and that we are heroes. But the reality is that, like many other workers, we have been treated like we are expendable. We have worked without hazard pay since last May. We saw safety protocols relax during the worst days of the pandemic this past holiday season, and the vast majority of us continue to wait for the vaccine. In Portland, workers have walked out of work and rallied, calling for the reinstatement of hazard pay, the return of benefits for part-time workers, for the company to stop retaliating against workers for wearing Black Lives Matter buttons, and for a union. The fight against racism, for women's rights, and for workers' rights, these are crucial for our cause. We are inspired by the courage of our fellow workers at Amazon in Bessemer, Alabama. They are fighting for the first recognized union at the Amazon facility in this country. This is a historic struggle by mostly Black workers in the Deep South and deserves our strongest support and solidarity. A victory in Alabama will resonate across the country and will be a victory for all of us. No union busting in Alabama, and no union busting in New York. Rehire the wash, supply, laundry workers now.
Thank you very much, Sade.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I'm going to lead y'all through a song. I'm not a singer, so please don't have big expectations. I'll start the song, and then y'all repeat after me. All right? All right? Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Whoa.
Otra vez.
Hey,
hey,
hey. Wash supply, can't you see?
Wash supply.
demanding justice for all.
Demanding justice for all.
This union make the call.
The union make the call.
Un poquito más de ganas, mi gente.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wash supply, can't you see?
Wash supply, can't you see?
Workers and community.
Workers and
demanding justice for all.
Demanding justice for all.
Risk union, make the call.
Risk union, make the call.
From 1911 to 2021, at the site of the historic Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, where 146 immigrant women lost their lives due to the exploitation and negligence of the employer, we came in support of fired laundry workers organized to unionize by the Laundry Workers Center. And from 1911 to 2021, a lucha continua, the struggle does continue for the rights and benefits of the workers, the working class, those who create all the wealth that the society exists on. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with a special salutation, solidarity, celebration of International Working Women's Day. From Building Bridges, Mimi Rosenberg, Ken Nash, saying stay strong and stay well, and educate, agitate, and organize. For another world is possible, and the working class, they're the ones to make it so.